Ryan here. Welcome back to another episode of From Sunday to Sabbath. My name's Mike, and we have our very own, again, Mr. Tyler Utko is back in here. Do you hear him? He's here. Look at him. There he is. There's his tiny, look at his shiny little face. I don't know how this is going to come out. We hope it's not. It's going to come out like he does actually go outside sometimes.
I do go outside. I'm not a vampire.
So. You're not a vampire. Well, that's good to know. So we are going to have a really interesting conversation today. I think it's going to be really good. We've been praying about some topics. I told you that we were going to be coming out with some new topics. This topic here, I think it's something that we need to have the conversation about. Now, we may have had a talk before. I know in our church, we've been talking about it. I've been reading some pretty decent books on the matter. And that is how the Torah and the Holy Spirit are not at odds with each other.
Right.
Right. So I want to answer a few questions. We're going to get to that in a minute. If you are new here, please like the page, subscribe, whether you're on a podcast or whether you're on YouTube, however you guys are watching us, please share this. We want to get the word out. We want to make this thing go. Share it on your Facebook page, your Instagram page. And don't forget, man, one of the things we like and we would love for you to do, we're getting a lot of people watching this from all over the place. Let us know a topic that maybe you have a question about, right? Yeah. I mean, that would be really good.
Right.
Like if people could come in, we'll read your comments. We'll read your what you're talking about or what you want us to talk about. Maybe you're new to Torah. Maybe you're against Torah, right? And you're like, you always thought this Torah meant one thing, and now you'd like to have some questions answered. Well, send us an email at mike@epiclifetarot.com, or you can send it to Tyler@epiclifetarot.com. That's Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R.
Yes, sir.
Not to be mistaken by his wife, who is Taylor. So we just call him TNT. So anyway, you can email either one of us and let us know maybe you're going through some stuff. Because we may get a little controversial, right? Because when we get into the Torah, one of the things that the reason why we do this podcast, right, is because we are getting tired of people getting lost in the weeds.
Yes. Yes. That's a big deal. I mean, people want to, they don't keep the main thing anymore. Mm-hmm. They look at all the shiny stuff, like all the cool topics to talk about. They want to get into the doctrines of like the Nephilim and all the cool, like the really interesting, you know, things of the Bible, and
right.
They are interesting and they do have a place, but if we focus on those things that, and we could get so caught up in the, well, you don't believe in the Nephilim, I believe in the Nephilim. Like,
right.
Well, we're going to go split off and start something else. It's like, that stuff is just, let's get back to what the Torah points to, which is Messiah, and really try to live like he is living within us. Walking in the Spirit.
That's it.
Keeping his commands in the Spirit. And, you know, just quit arguing about all of the other stuff.
Yeah, and I think those are distractions. I think those things are exactly what they're designed for. Now, here I will say this, right? Because I know that there are people out there go, is there anything wrong studying that stuff? No, I think it's absolutely a ball. It's so much fun to look at this stuff. But one of the questions that I would challenge people with, and we're kind of digressing away from our topic, but one of the things that I would challenge our people by is, like, when you're studying, like, the question, like, don't let it lead you away. Don't let it get you, don't get so distracted that you forget, you know, like Mama used to say, keep the main thing the main thing, right? Keep the main thing the main, what's the main thing or who's the main thing? It's Jesus, right? You just said that. And so I think a lot of times we get lost in the weeds.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody this weekend. They're new. They were new to Torah and they came and visited. They're out of Forney and such a great couple. They came and had their children and they're so honest about, hey, we're just new into this. And, you know, we know that something, it's the story that we all hear that something is missing. And they're starting to explore this. And I pulled them aside and I said, hey, look, as you're coming into this, there are a lot of just weird stuff. There's a lot of weeds. There's a lot of doctrinal issues. There are a lot, in Paul's words, doctrine of demons that will literally keep you out of the relationship with Yahweh. It will lead you away from him.
Yeah.
You'll get into works and all that stuff. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, I want to say something about that. You know, it says in I think it says in 2 Peter, where it says, add to your faith virtue, into virtue knowledge, right? Into knowledge self-control. And so, like, it's good to, like, study all of the different topics of the Bible, the different doctrines, and get knowledge about them. But there's a reason he said, add to your knowledge self-control.
Come on now.
Yep. Because, like, you can use knowledge, like we were talking about, we mentioned it last week. We can use the knowledge of the scripture
right.
unwisely.
Right.
And, like, it's almost like you use it in such a way as to, you make that topic or that not the knowledge of that topic such a big deal, and you put it in a place other than where it should be. Like, right. for example, you know, Yeshua, he mentioned to the Pharisees, like, you know, you always focus on the least important, I mean, the least of the Torah, right? And you
right.
forget the weightier matters. And yep. so it's like, you see, you know, some of these doctrines, they're just kind of, you know, they're a part of the least, the lesser things of the scriptures, and not the more weightier things.
Correct.
So that's why we need, you know, we need the Holy Spirit to teach us to have this self-control over the knowledge that we have, or that we even might think we have.
Right. I mean, right.
You know, so
the bottom line is that it has to bring us back to Christ, and how the Torah is there to show us how to walk that life. Right. Because we know that, you know, when we were Sunday churchgoers, right, and this is going to go a great segue into what we're going to be talking about. When you were a Sunday church person, you almost had to make up how you're supposed to live as a Christian.
Right.
Right. So you hear things from pastors that'll say, well, you're just supposed to love God.
Yeah.
Right. Love God, love people, and that's going to solve all the problems. Okay. So let's look at that for a second. Right. Like, what does that mean? What does it mean for me to love God? Well, you just got to love him, brother. I mean, you yeah. know, you just got to don't do anything right. that'll make him mad, and, you know, try to stay on his good side, you know,
yeah.
and, you know, he loves you. He knows your heart.
Yeah.
So he, you know, we miss him. Like, okay, tell me what that means. I think somebody asked me one time, I think it was in an interview with Life Podcast? Mm. And I even mentioned on there, I said, men today, I think why men are so drawn to the Torah is because we just want to know how to do it.
Right.
Right. So right. you're telling me, like, I'm supposed to be a man and I'm supposed to lead my family. Well, what does that look like?
Yeah. Give me some instructions.
Give me some instructions, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that's the Torah.
Exactly.
That's what the Torah means. We talked about this on Sabbath. You know, the smallest definition, and we get a lot of people in this movement who focus on the law, L-A-W, right? Right? They're so drawn to the legality of the law.
Right.
And I get it, man. We need to be walking that in obedience. However, if you're not doing it by what we're going to talk about today,
yes.
there's death in that.
There is.
It's death, yeah. man. Like, so here's the question. Here, well, let's get into what we're going to talk about. So I asked this question to our community. I've asked this question to pastor friends of mine. I've asked this question to Christians. Let me ask it. It's a kind of a, so I want everyone at home to listen and just think about this question. You can answer it to yourself out loud. No one's watching. No one's hearing. But here, watch this. Like, can a person follow the Torah without the Holy Spirit?
Mm, that's a good question. You know, I used to, back when I first came into Torah, I was under the impression that if someone was led to Torah, then they had to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Right. But I've come to realize that you can follow the Torah
absolutely
without the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah, we have example after example after mm-hmm. example with Yeshua.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Right.
Like mm-hmm. I don't know where it's at in the Bible. Now I'm going to have to go look at scripture here. So where what does he say? Hang on.
About the Pharisees?
Uh-huh. There it is right there. This is like, where's this at? Okay. Yeah. Let me go to see if I can open up in my text here, my Bible. Where's it at? So Matthew, if you got your Bible out, let's go there. Matthew
23.
No, Matthew 5.
Oh, okay.
40. Is that right? Or 20. Let me see where that's at again. I just looked it up.
Oh, unless your righteousness exists.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Okay. Like, check that out. Like, Matthew 5:20.
Right.
So Matthew 5:20, Jesus is speaking, and he says, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the Pharisees. Well, let's bring in some context here, right? So they weren't talking about going to church, right? So what context would they get their righteousness from?
From the Torah.
From the Torah. Yeah. So literally, Yeshua says to the Pharisees, now here we give the Pharisees a bad rap. And the bad rap that we give to them is they, you know, oh, the Pharisees, they're, you know, they're legalistic. They're this. Yeah, but one thing that the Pharisees were good at, and that was following the Torah. What happened was their the split off of the Torah, kind of, right? So they in the, I believe it's in the Talmud, and in the Talmud it says, build a fence around the Torah. And so by them building a fence around the Torah, they created a safe place so that people that were following the Torah wouldn't sin, right? So it wasn't the Torah, but it was a fence around the Torah. And the problem is that they were really good at that, but they ended up worshiping the fence, right? The rules that they created, the traditions, over that of the actual Torah. And so when Messiah shows up, when he shows up, he's going to say, he tells, like, I'm going to show you how to do this.
Yeah.
Right. So we look at Matthew 5:17, right? Do not think that I came to abolish the Torah, but I came to what? To fulfill or to bring to full expression. So he literally shows us how we're to walk in Torah. This is why Yeshua is so important with what, with our conversation. So the before we go too far and we start giving the Pharisees such this bad rap, you know, in hindsight, when you really look at it, their anger of Yeshua or their anger towards people who broke the Torah was, I don't want to say justified, but you got to understand where they were coming from, right? And so they began to worship the fence of the Torah instead of the Torah, and that's what the problem became.
Yeah, and that's what they were talking about in Matthew 15. Excuse me, it was about, you know, they came to Yeshua and they said, how come your disciples don't keep the traditions of the elders, right? Because they don't wash their hands when they eat bread. And then Yeshua was like, well, why do you break the commandments of God by your tradition?
That's exactly right.
So, yeah.
So it's the traditions they were breaking.
Yes.
Right? And so I think that's so important. So with that in mind, we got to look at going back to our question, can someone follow the Torah without the Holy Spirit? Yes. And here's the thing. They're still doing it today.
Yes.
People are still following the Torah. Millions of people, dare I say, are following the Torah without a relationship or without the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit living in them. So then the question that ties to that is, what happens to a person who has learned somehow the understanding of Torah that they should be obeying the commandments or the law? What happens to that person when they're not led by the Holy Spirit?
Well, I think Paul said, what was it in 1 Corinthians 8? I think that's where he said. He said, knowledge puffs up, right? But love edifies. So, like, when people come into the knowledge of Torah, if they don't have the Holy Spirit really molding and shaping their hearts, working in them humility and faith, then they will start walking in the Torah and just become arrogant. They will become harsh. You know, they'll look upon themselves as, you need to come to me, like, you know, like I have all the answers. And, you know, I know when I first came into Torah, like, I started to kind of look down upon Christians, like, people, and I even refused to call myself a Christian for a long time.
Yeah.
Because it was like, I'm in Torah now, like, you Christians, man, you guys just don't even get it. And, you know, in this journey, I've come to realize, like, that is a prideful, arrogant thing. Like, if the Spirit is working in me, then yes, He is revealing the knowledge of the Torah, but He's also revealing how to walk in it like Yeshua did.
Right. Now you're getting ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're right. That's where we're going, right? Mm-hmm. So the bottom line is what we're trying to tell everyone who's listening to us and those who are walking in this faith. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, And this is where we're going to tackle some issues, because I think we need to talk about, you know, there are people, and I've talked to them, I've met them, they've been in our church, who know the Torah, who've been going to church forever. They're believers in Messiah, but they don't seem to be walking in the Spirit. There's a lot of legalism. There's a lot of, and their pride in that. They take pride. Oh yeah, look, I'm legalistic on this, you know, and because they look at the word legalism, and they think that the definition, I think, is like an adherence to rules or something of that nature. Yeah. And so they're pride of that. But the problem is they're missing a key element, and that's where we want to go to. So, we need the Holy Spirit. Yes, you can follow the Torah. And so all those who are listening out here, I want you to hear me today. You can follow the Torah. You can follow the Torah and not ever, you don't even have to be a Christian. Listen to me.
Yeah.
You don't even have to know Yeshua and be saved and follow the Torah. That should startle some people, right?
That's right.
Because if you're thinking, oh, I'm following the Torah, so look at how righteous I am, man, be careful lest ye fall.
Right.
Because you are going to fall, because now you're basing it upon your works. Right.
Yeah, and that's why it goes into that verse in Timothy where, you know, Paul was warning people. He said, you know, beware of those who have a form of righteousness, a form of godliness, but they deny the power. They deny the Spirit, right? Like, the Spirit is the power. They deny the power that actually makes them holy, which is the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, you know, you can look at them and they look nice and clean and like they got it all together and they got their tzitzits on and they're not eating pork or they're not doing this. You know, they're keeping the Torah, but within, like, they're full of dead man's bones.
Yep.
And they're greedy and wicked and idolatrous and lustful. And it's like, and again, that's what, you know, Yeshua got onto the Pharisees about. He's like, you look beautiful. You clean the outside of the cup.
Yeah. I was just thinking, you're saying this, right? And so I think this is worth mentioning, is that when we typically think of these people, they're not people that are like, they're going to come out and like, hey, look at me, right? I'm this bad person or I'm this whatever. They are following the Torah. They're actually, you would look at them from the outside looking in, you go, man, this cat's got everything together. They're walking the right walk, right? Because like you said, they're wearing the tzitzit. They know the commandments. They know how to quote scripture. They do all these things. But when I think of that, you know, maybe this is the warning that was given to us about Satan being an angel of light. You know, that when he appears, you know, when deception appears, when a false teacher appears, when a religious person appears, they're going to put on the whole act of what it's supposed to look like, right? And so there has to be something that as followers of Mashiach, Messiah, that we look at and go, man, this is authentic. And what is it? Well, Yahweh gave it to us through the baptism of Yeshua, and he gave us the Holy Spirit. And this is what I think is critical. I think this is why we want to talk about the Holy Spirit and Torah. Because just because one says they follow Torah does not make them saved. Right. And just because a person is saved and follows the Torah does not mean they're being led by the Holy Spirit. You can fall into religion easily, mm-hmm. right? You can fall into works, salvation, easily. We've seen it. We've watched it happen with our lives. So when we look at this understanding of this, and we begin to look at, we have to go back to the key verse. And I believe, let me see if I can pull it up here. The key verse is, I want to start in, what is it, Ezekiel? What is it, Ezekiel what?
36?
Is it 36?
About the Spirit.
Or is it 29?
About the Spirit writing, being cleansed with water. Yeah, it's 36.
36, there it is right there. So beginning in verse 24 of Ezekiel, I wonder if I can share this. I don't know if I know how to do that or not. I may not be able to do that so that everybody can see it. Because I think it's worthy to. Let's see here. This is new to us. Oh, there it is right there. Let's see if I can share. Go window. There it is right there. Bingo.
Cool.
So look at it right here. So I'm going to highlight it right for all those that are at home. You guys can see this. Let me go. Right here. Look at this, guys. It says in verse 24, Ezekiel 37, verse 24, it says, I will take from you the nations, gather you out of the countries and bring you back to your own land. We've already seen that happening. Then I'll sprinkle clean water on you. Watch this, and you will be clean from all your uncleanliness and from all your idols. Moreover, listen, I will give you a new heart. I will put my new spirit. How many times do we see that? I. How many do that, right? Like, I will give you a new heart. I will put a new spirit within you. I will remove the stony heart from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my ruach within you, my spirit. Then, man, we have to get this.
Yes.
I will cause you to walk in my laws so that you will keep my commandments and my rulings and do them. Then, when? After the Holy Spirit has fallen in you, after I'm causing you to walk in my Torah, in my law, and then I'll keep my rulings and you will do them. Verse 28, then you will live in the land that I gave your fathers. You will be my people and I will be your Elohim, your God.
That's good. Yeah.
That's powerful, right? Mm-hmm. So who is doing all the work?
That's Yahweh. That's grace.
It's grace. That's exactly what I was going to, you stole it. Go ahead.
No, that's pure grace. Like, this is the grace that was prophesied to come to you that Peter was saying in 1 Peter. He said that the prophets prophesied of the salvation and the grace that was to be yours, right? Yeah. And so this is what he's talking about. Basically, grace is Yahweh doing something for you that you couldn't do for yourself.
Do ourselves. That's right. Unmerited
and like,
grace.
And like works is like, I'm going to do this. So when you have a works-based salvation, you think like, well, I'm going to do this to earn the forgiveness, or I'm going to do this to earn, you know, the Holy Spirit being given to me. No, it's all through grace. It's all because of what Yeshua has done, right?
Right.
And so this is, whenever you're reading that, you know, it reminded me, like, in verse 26, he said, I'll give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you. And I was just thinking of Caleb, right? Like, Caleb, he had a different spirit.
He did.
Than everybody else. He had that attitude of Yahweh said he's going to do it, so he's going to do it.
Yeah.
So let's take it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. So, you know, and then when he fills you with his spirit, this goes into the spirit in the Torah. Like, when he fills you with the spirit, he begins to teach you and to write upon your heart his commands,
mm-hmm.
and teaches you what the true reality of it is, and not just the outward form of
right.
it.
Right. You know? Right. Yeah. So that's powerful.
Yeah. So it's not just like, it goes back into what Yeshua in Matthew 5, he's like, you know, you've heard it said, don't commit adultery, but the true spirit of that command to not commit adultery, it goes into your heart of don't commit adultery in your heart.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so that's what he meant when he said, I'm going to fulfill the Torah. Like he's elevating it to a deeper level.
Right.
Because the Pharisees were like, yeah, well, I didn't, you know, commit adultery to this woman, but, you know, I sure wanted to.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Well, I think for me, I think one of the things that, you know, what you're saying and what we're reading, and I think that is so important, what I am seeing in this movement that I've watched, as we've kind of come out of the Sunday, you know, out of the Sunday church, you know, and it had its issues, right? There were issues there. And we were talking about this earlier of how naive I was by thinking, you know, I'm going to come into the Torah movement and we're going to have all this spiritual maturity, man. We're going to have, like, this is going to be awesome. And what I found is a web of just deception and lies and stuff. And I know this is pretty bold by me saying this about the Torah. It's in the Sunday church too. And so we get people who come into the Torah like, oh, I used to be a Sunday person. I'm so glad I came out of that. And then what happens is they go right back in. They don't change, right?
Yeah.
The spirit is the same right. inside them. You know, it's like we were talking about this weekend, you know, during Sabbath service. And I was talking about, you know, problems. I was talking about, you know, that, you know, our community is not a perfect community. Right. I don't know any community of gathering of people, and I know a lot of them that are perfect. I don't know any of them. And you know why? And I mentioned it. What did I say?
Because you're there.
Because you're there, right? Because you're there. I'm there. You're there. People are there, and people are so filled with stuff.
Right.
And we're all on this journey together, and we're all working not working. Well, we're working out our salvation with fear and trembling, which is what we're commanded to. But when we get to a place where we think somehow my righteousness is better than yours, I'm somehow more righteous than you are because I've got a better understanding of Torah than you do. I feel like that's a very dangerous place. And that's what we're seeing happening in the body of Christ.
Yeah. Is that what Yeshua said when he said, what did you receive that? What do you have that you have not received? Man, who said that? Was that Paul?
I don't know. Let's look at
it. Yeah. Let's look up that phrase. What do you have that you did not receive as if like you earned it or you worked for it? Right? Like
1 Corinthians 4:7.
Okay, 1 Corinthians 4:7.
Yeah, 1 Corinthians 4:7. Oh, I missed it. Oh, that's why. I'm trying to do something.
Yeah.
You got it?
I see it. Yeah. So 1 Corinthians 4:7. For who sees anything different in you, and what do you have that you did not receive? And if then you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it? Like as if you earned it or worked for it, right? So it's like where we are in our knowledge, our understanding, our walk, our faith, man, it's by the grace and the Spirit of Yahweh.
Yeah.
But I mean, we have a part to play too. We can't just be sitting on the couch and just have him.
No, we're supposed to walk
it. Zap us. Yeah.
This is the whole idea is that our walking. I think the warning that we're trying to portray and give to people is that we no matter how much knowledge you have, if you're not being led by the Spirit of Yahweh, then all that is knowledge, Gnosticism. Right. And Gnosticism leads to death if you didn't know that. Like it does, right? We know that all the way back into the garden, right?
Yes,
what did they desire more? What did Satan deceive people into receiving more?
Right.
It was knowledge, the knowledge of good and evil, right? And that's really what's falling in today. We get this wisdom of the Torah, and it teaches us, right? The Torah teaches us what's good. It teaches us what's evil. It teaches us what produces life, right? But then we begin to worship that.
Right.
Instead of worshiping. And you said this in our last podcast that we became where people begin to idolize the Torah.
Right.
Instead of like the Torah teaches us how to live, but it always, always points to Messiah.
Yes.
That's the spirit of the God. That's the spirit of it. That's the spirit of Yahweh in us.
Right. Yeah. John 5, he was telling the Pharisees, you search the scriptures because you think that in them you have life.
That's right.
But it is they that testify of me.
That's right.
But you're not willing to come to me to have life.
Yeah.
So he's like, man, you can search the scriptures. You can like, you can read the Torah. You can learn the Torah. But the spirit of the Torah is me.
Mm.
And so, but you're refusing to come to me.
Yep.
Like you can have the letter, but if, you know, like James, when he said that faith without works is dead.
Right.
And that he said that the body without the spirit is dead.
Yep.
And so the Torah without the spirit is dead.
Yeah.
You know, like the Torah, the letter without the spirit, without Yeshua,
yep,
giving it life is dead.
Yep.
And man, it's super dangerous.
Yeah. But there's life when we're doing it the right way.
There is.
Right.
There is.
And that's the beautiful thing. That's right. That's the thing we want to celebrate. We want to celebrate. So, you know, I said this on Sabbath and I want to say this again. I think this is so powerful, right? Is that, and I want everyone to hear this. If you are, and you believe that you are a Torah follower and you're coming into this faith, I want to shock you with something, right? That means that you desire to be a spirit-filled believer. You cannot have the life that Yahweh has created for you to live. I'm going to say something pretty bold, without both.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit of Yahweh living and dwelling in us, and walk out Torah the way we're supposed to.
That's right.
Because you won't. It's not either or, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So we've established that we need the Holy Spirit, right? And the Holy Spirit, now we don't need the Holy Spirit to follow Torah.
Right.
But if we're going to be followers of Messiah,
right,
and we're going to walk in authority, we're going to walk in power, we're going to walk in freedom and live out this Torah life, you better believe you need the Holy Spirit to do it.
Exactly.
Because it's His will doing it. If you, in any form, in any of us, in our own ability, we are trying to live out this Torah to somehow catapult our righteousness as if you know, we're making ourselves more righteous for Yahweh so that he'll be pleased with us. You're out of your mind. That's not what we're taught in scripture, right? The Bible says that our righteousness, our works are as filthy rags.
Right.
Right. So it doesn't negate us. It doesn't say, okay, well, my works don't matter, that I can't walk out the Torah because anything that I do in my own works is going to be, that's not what he was saying. Right. He's saying that when we're living in the spirit and you're convicted of sin, you repent. What? Yes. Well, how do we not know what sin is unless we know the Torah? The Torah tells us, that's what Paul said, right? Had it not been for the Torah, the law, I would not know what covetousness was, right? And that's what Paul said, right?
Yeah.
So now we know what it looks like to sin, to be lawless because of the Torah. The Holy Spirit teaches us that. He's the one that convicts us. He's the one that leads us back to truth, right? So if I'm in an adulterous relationship, then I need to repent, teshuvah. I need to come back to the Father, repent, and then begin to walk in the Spirit. Well, how do we walk in the Spirit? So now let's shift gears.
Yeah.
We've got the Torah. We know we need the Holy Spirit to define the Torah, to plant the Torah in our hearts. We know that it's Yahweh who's going to put the Torah in us and cause us to walk it out, not in our own ability.
Right.
So we can get rid of legalism. Mm-hmm. We can get rid of religion. We can just say, okay, I'm going to do it the way Yeshua told me to do it. And how did he do that? He said, well, it's simple. Love Yahweh with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. And love your neighbor as you love yourself, right? Those two things, right? Hinge, right? Mm-hmm. Everything swings off of, right?
Love, yeah.
The law and the prophets. So we have to learn how to love. Well, when you go now into the fruit of the Holy Spirit, what's the evidence? What's the fruit of it? The very first one is love.
Right.
And so if we're saying, well, I love Yahweh, and all you're doing is walking out these commandments, right? And there's no love relationship,
right?
Yeah. Are you really walking in the Holy Spirit, or are you just walking in your own ability?
Right, because I mean, you can you can walk in the Torah and kind of like be a jerk and like have no love, right? So there's no spirit in that.
I know a few of those guys.
Yeah, I mean, like, this is such a good topic, because when you truly walk in the Spirit, man, you will love, like you will truly be gracious and be humble, be merciful towards people who really need it. Like when you look at Yeshua, he was obviously the ultimate example of walking in spirit and in truth and in Torah, right?
Right.
But to the people that should have known better, he was harsh towards them.
Yeah, he was.
But to the sinners, the woman who, you know, broke the alabaster jar, and like those who were, he was gentle with them, right?
Yeah.
And so like that's an example of, you know, walking in spirit and using the Torah to correct the ones who should have known better, but to be gentle towards the ones who needed that forgiveness and that.
See, I think that's a huge, huge thing that we see. One of the things that I'm seeing, now this isn't everybody within the Torah movement, but one of the things that I'm beginning to notice is the lack of evangelism in the Torah movement for a lot of Torah communities, right? We're kind of getting in this, and I've seen it. I've seen it in our own church. R4 and no more.
Yeah.
Like, we have our little group of people, and we want to keep our group like this. Like, I've even heard pastors say, and I understand what they were saying, you know, that we've got to guard our communities from letting any of these, you know, this evil or wicked people come in. And I would kind of like, hey, let me challenge you on that for a minute, right? Like, I agree, we don't want wolves coming in that can destroy our communities, right? But we want to see our communities need to be, we shouldn't compromise the truth. We don't need to do that. But we need to be a place where broken people can come and find help.
That's right.
Can find freedom, can find Yeshua, can find salvation. Right. And so if we're closing our groups off and only if you can only be in our group if you believe this, you know, we talked a little bit about that last week about, you know, the sacred namers and, you know, you got to be able, if you don't say, you know, the right name, you can't be a part of our group.
Right.
And then when we're reaching those people that are reaching people, you know what they're reaching? They're just trying to find people that, okay, they're not pointing them to Jesus. They're not pointing them to Messiah. They're pointing them to their doctrine.
Right.
Right. instead of, yeah. And that's the ultimate love, because yeah. you just mentioned, and that's what brought this topic up, is that you just mentioned that look at who Yeshua hung with. Look at who he fellowshiped. He was the shining example of how to live out a Torah-filled life with the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Right? And what did he do? He didn't hang out like amongst his own.
Yeah, the synagogue.
His own rejected him.
Right. Yeah. He went in the synagogue all day.
No, he was out there, man, hanging out with the tax collectors, right? Which in our modern day, it may be a different type of person. He was hanging out with the people that no one wanted to be around. He was hanging around those people. Those are the people that he was. So he is the greatest example of the Holy Spirit and Torah and the man, just the example of what real love looks like. Mm. And so we're saying, well, we're going to use example. And all we focus in on is half of Jesus.
Yeah.
That's all we focus in on the Torah part.
Right.
That's all we focus on. But you're missing the other half. Could this be where could this be like where the big separation of Sunday and Sabbath come in?
Yeah, I was really about to say, like, you know, so most of the Christian world, they look at the one half of Yeshua, of Jesus, as like just love and be nice,
the grace,
to people,
the love, the grace, yes.
Yeah. And then you come into the Torah community, they're just like, well, Jesus is really Jewish and he's really Torah, and like he, you know, he's going to the synagogue.
Right.
And,
yes.
But yes. Now it's like, let's come back and meld the two together.
Yes. Yes.
Look at him how he really is.
Let's look at all of Jesus. Yeah. Let's not just look at, okay, Sunday people, listen to me. Stop looking at just half of Jesus. All right. You got the left side. Okay. And then Torah people, stop looking at the right side of Jesus. Like, let's move and look at his face.
Right.
Let's behold him.
Yeah.
Let's honor him. Let's love him. We're supposed to be, oh, this goes into another whole other thing we could be talking about. Like, we're supposed to be disciples. In other words, we are supposed to be a reflection or an imitator. Really, the word disciple means to imitate.
Right.
So we're to imitate. Like, right? Like, we're supposed to be imitating this king. This, it doesn't mean that you imitate, like, okay, I'm not Irish no more, I'm Jewish.
Right.
Like, I'm going to start growing the little things off. I don't know what those are called. Maybe you know.
Right? The little curls.
Yeah, the little curls off my head, you know. I'm going to change my name from Michael to Miguel, or I don't know, whatever.
Mikhail.
You know, I've met guys, man, they're like, they've changed their name. You know, I've done some prison ministry and meet some guys in there, and I love them.
That's big.
And they're changing their names into these Jewish names. I'm like, why are you doing that, man? Just your mama called you. It was good enough for your mama, right? It was good enough for your mama to call you John. Then
that's
you're
my
John.
Government name.
No, I'm no longer John. I am now, what is the Jewish
name?
Yofanan. You know, I'm like, that's great, dude. That's great. But that's what we're doing. Like, we're losing. And I think that's one of the parts, like, listen, I believe the greatest way we cause the Jewish people to jealousy is that we honor Yeshua in the right way, right? It doesn't mean that we compromise who God called me. And that's what I love about our community. So the vision of Epic Life is helping people discover the life they were created to live, like in Christ Jesus, in Yeshua.
Yeah.
So he is our Messiah. He is our example in everything that we do. But it doesn't mean that God says, oh, yeah, you were born this way, but I want you to be this way.
Right.
Right. I mean, how confusing can that become? And now we're not walking in love anymore.
Right. I forgot who said this. I think it was Ronnie, but he said, just because you're grafted into
Ronnie. Ronnie is one of our elders in our church. For those who do not know, he's mentioning names. You're like, who the heck is Ronnie?
Yeah. I think he said this. He said, just because you're grafted into Israel doesn't mean you got to like take everything that the Jews do.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Cause you still have like your identity,
that's the beauty of the kingdom of God.
Right. All nations, tongues, languages, before the throne.
Yes, that's our vision, right?
Yeah.
That's our vision. We're going to stand all. We're not all going to look alike. Thank you, Jesus, that I don't look like you, man.
I know,
I'm telling you, bro.
I was just looking at you. Like, thank you, Jesus.
I feel like, you know, my mom and dad did a pretty good job, you know? I mean, if I had your beard, I don't know what I'd do, bro.
Would be really sad.
I would. I would be sad because I have this beauty. Like, y'all can see it, right? If you're watching online, look. That's like kind of a little mangy beard right there. And then you have.
Then you have like little. yeah.
Right. And it's just, I think that's the uniqueness of the nations.
Yeah.
Is that we're all so different and we're all so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I think we lose that identity because everybody wants to become.
Everybody wants to be
Jewish. I get it, man. I get the beauty of it because we think, okay, this is how we have to be. And this is, please understand, I'm not trying to be anti-Semitic, right? And be anti-Jewish or anti-anybody. It's the fact that you have been, this is the beauty of the Torah and the Holy Spirit, is that Yahweh is going to work in you the way he created you. Right?
Right.
He's going to work in you. I mean, even looking at the blessings, when you go back into the end of, is it the end of Exodus?
Deuteronomy? About the
tribes? No. Deuteronomy. I thought it was Genesis. But you go to the end and they're all the blessings that are being given to each one of the tribes. And each one of the tribes are different and they're very unique. Not one of them received the same blessing as the other.
Right.
And I think that's part of walking in the Spirit, right? Is that we're walking in the uniqueness of who God has called us to be, who God has called me to be. I'm not to be like you, and I don't want you to be like me. I want us. What did Paul say? He said, follow me as I follow Christ.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
He didn't say go out and be a tent maker like me, right?
Yeah.
He didn't say, you know, be an apostle like me.
Right.
He said, follow me as I follow Christ.
Yeah. You know, so in the same way that you had 12 tribes that each had their own characteristics and strengths.
Right.
So we have like the gifts of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Right. And our place in the body. It's not going to be the same. It's not going to look the same.
Mm-mm.
But it's all to reveal Yeshua.
Like, it does.
It all reveals Yeshua. So like, and it takes all of us as the one new man walking in the Spirit, walking in truth and love and Torah to reveal him. But if, you know, if, and I think the Holy Spirit is bringing his body to this revelation. I feel like the Torah movement, or, you know, the body as a whole, I feel like that's where the Lord is really trying to lead us to, is to get back to walking in the Spirit.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
I really
absolutely
feel that way.
Absolutely. Like, now, so again, and I want, for those who are maybe just joining us or who are kind of joining us in the middle of the message or middle of this, is that we're not saying that you do not follow Torah. There is Torah. I had somebody ask me this week, and I want to hit this real quick. What part of the Torah are we supposed to follow? Like, and they asked me that. These are new people that came to our church this week, and they're going, okay, how much of the Torah do I follow? And I said to them what needs to be said. The parts that apply to you.
Yes, I was just going to say that.
Yeah, that's the Torah that you follow.
Right.
Like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, well, you don't live in Israel.
Yeah.
So the Torah that applies to Israel, if you were in the city limits in the land, then you follow that Torah.
Right.
And, you know, you're not Jewish. So some of the stuff that applies just to the tribe of Judah belong to Judah. You're not, you know, if you're a male, you're not a female. So some of the stuff that applies to a female doesn't apply to us, obviously. And so there's a lot of the Sanhedrin, like, where are they at? Right. So, I mean, there's things that we can't. So the Torah that applies to, and here's the beauty of it, is that if you're truly hungering and thirsting after righteousness, the Bible says you shall be filled.
Yeah.
And so the revelation of what you need to follow, obviously a great place to start if you're new. All right. Some of you deep thinkers and deep Torah people, calm down. But where I think you should start is just look at the Ten Commandments.
Yes, exactly.
Just follow the Ten Commandments.
Right.
Like, oh my gosh, Mike, there's so much more. I know there is. Calm down.
Right.
All right.
But even those, like, we struggle with, honestly.
I mean, we do.
You know, and maybe not like according to the letter. Like, I'm not struggling with wanting to kill somebody or.
Thank you. Praise God. I am in a closed room with you.
But again, going back into the spirit of it,
yeah.
Like, do I like have hatred or animosity?
Yep.
Do I harbor a lustful heart?
Yep. Are you coveting?
Am I coveting? Right. Yeah. Am I like wanting what someone else has?
Yeah. You know, coveting is not just about stuff.
Right. No. Yeah. It could be like coveting someone else's gift.
I was about to say that.
Or someone else's like.
Church.
Church.
Uh-oh. Did I just say that? I'm sorry.
Whatever.
I'm sorry.
You know?
A little insider stuff there. Like, praise the Lord.
Man, I mean, like, we struggle. If we could master the 10, according to the letter and the spirit.
Oh, my goodness, brother.
We would be more like Yeshua.
Oh, yeah.
Then, man, if we could truly master it and just don't worry about. Yeah. Some of the other stuff for a minute.
Yeah.
Truly master the basics of the faith.
Yeah.
Some
and that really is the basics, right? Just learning how to obey the Ten Commandments.
That's it. Yeah. And that's, if we can master the basics, we will be well on our way to really, really being like Yeshua.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And so that's it. I mean, walking in the Spirit. So now we have the fruit. So now again, now we understand that if we're going to walk this Torah life out, we need to be praying, Yahweh, hide your word within me. hide your Torah within me, right? We know that Psalms 119 says the Torah is good, right? And it leads to life,
yes,
right? And we know that the Torah will never lead us away from Messiah. It will always lead us to Messiah. Right. And so that's where we get into that dangerous theology that we've talked about. And you're going to hear us say that a lot because for those who are listening, there are so many dangerous theologies out there right now, and they are becoming, there's a war on truth.
There is
a war on God's word and his truth. And there are people out there who think they are doing the things for Yahweh and they're not walking in the spirit. They're not. They're walking absolutely in the flesh, and it's all about flesh. It's all about pointing themselves as, you know, like they're righteous because of this. Man, the only reason we get to do the Torah, I say this all the time, is because of what Yeshua did. The only reason why we're even in and have this understanding of the Torah is because the Holy Spirit is coming alive in us. Amen. Right? And he's empowering us to walk out this life. And you cannot do it outside of any other way. You're not going to be able to do it. And we have got to get that in our hearts.
That's right. Yeah. You know, just real quick, earlier that a verse came to my mind where Paul said, you know, if any one of you could glory in the flesh, glory in just like, you know, who you are, bloodline, and what you do as according to works or according to the letter,
yeah.
He's like, I was circumcised the eighth day. Mm-hmm. I'm of the tribe of Benjamin.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm a Pharisee. I not only kept the
Paul was
the letter.
Man. Yeah.
I didn't keep just the letter. I kept the oral traditions
yep.
too.
Yep.
He said, but those things were according to the righteousness that comes through faith mm-hmm. in Messiah.
Yeah.
Those things are just, he called them dung.
Yeah.
He called them trash.
Yeah.
It's like, Paul, what do you mean, trash? You're
yeah.
Israelite.
Yeah.
Like,
today, if you were to say that in a Torah community, man, they would stone Paul. Kill Paul.
Because the big thing in the Torah community is like, well, I'm an Israelite because I'm grafted in and I follow Torah now. And it's like, you know, and I was into that for a while too, but it's not, our identity should not be like, yes, I'm an Israelite. It should be, yes, I am in Messiah.
Come on, man.
You know,
that's it.
We are grafted into the vine.
Yep.
And I know Romans 11 says we're grafted into the olive tree, but ultimately we all need to be grafted into the vine,
mm-hmm.
which is Yeshua.
Right.
And so that's where we should get our identity and find our rest,
yep.
and not because, well, I'm of the tribe of Levi or
yep.
whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and so if I say, like, if I tell someone who's in Torah, like, man, who cares what tribe you're in? That's trash.
It is. Absolutely, man, trash, man.
So offended, but it's like, well, yeah. Paul said the same thing.
He did. Yeah. And, you know, you tell that to people. I said this last week in our podcast, right? I said, there are people in the Torah community today that if the woman who was caught in adultery, they were there, they'd be right beside them. And I'm talking about believers. They'd be picking up stones to yeah. stone them right in front of Messiah. Right. They would do it right in front of Messiah because
it's Torah. It's Torah.
Praise the Lord. I think there's a movie out like that, right? So we've got to get that. That's why we exist, right? That's why Epic Life Church is here. It is why I think we're seeing a movement of pastors all across the place. Down in South Texas, we've got three pastors right now that are amazing, amazing leaders.
Yeah.
A guy named Mike Kamensky, man, he has the Bridge. Y'all look at these guys up.
Yeah.
The Bridge Ministry or the Bridge. I think it's just called the Bridge.
The Bridge Fellowship.
Bridge Fellowship, yeah. That's out there in...
Springs.
No, not Springs. That's not Springs. That's man, I've got to get, guys, I'm horrible about location. Okay. So forgive me. But we also got Paul Ray, who is on the, he's of the, what's the name of their church now? They just changed it. The
Olive Branch.
The Olive Branch, man. When he told me that, when Pastor Paul told me about that, man, I was a little bit like, I had a, like, that's a great name.
You're like, I want that
name. I'm like, but so, Yahweh's going to bless Paul and his family and that ministry there. Yeah. So we got the Bridge Fellowship.
The Bridge is in Brenham.
Texas. Yes. Brenham, Texas, man. My brother, his name is Mike Patrick Kamensky. I just told his whole name online. I don't even know if he watches this, but I think it's hilarious. I just told, my name is Michael Patrick. He's an Irishman. He really is Irish, man. When he gets like tired and gets like really worked up and he starts talking about Yeshua like a lot,
yeah.
you are going to hear this Irishman come out like out of him. Like, it's so funny. And then my brother from Yazra Assembly, brother Frank Langora, yeah. man. Frank is a man. He has a beautiful heart. I would submit that Frank has probably one of the best. His gift is in discipleship and the way he disciples other men. Oh, bro.
We need that.
Oh, we need that in the kingdom. And so just beautiful pastures there. We've got other pastors. I know a guy now in Florida. There's a couple of churches in Florida that are kicking off. Of course, we know Pastor Daniel Joseph out of Minnesota, Coon Rapids. Praise the Lord. But man, what they're doing, what brings us all together? And it's not just Torah. It's not the Torah that's bringing us together. It's that every one of these men I just mentioned, we are willing to die on the hill that Yeshua is enough.
Yes.
That Jesus Christ is Lord. His sacrifice was enough. And they're all walking in the spirit of Yahweh. They're walking in God's spirit, letting God's spirit lead God and direct them. Right. Not legalism.
Right.
But love.
Right.
And that's the key. That's the key to being a successful follower of Messiah.
That's right.
And it's not about trying to be Jewish. And all of these have different, like if you look, I love them because when you get with these pastors and you sit down with them and you talk with them and you hear all that Yahweh's doing in their life, what's beautiful is that Yahweh's using their unique gifts and their abilities and who they are, their personalities. And none of them are trying to be Jewish. They're just trying to be followers of Christ. They're just loving Jesus and they're doing it. They're following him by the Torah, right? It goes back to, you know, what I said last week that a good brother of ours has said is that, can we just get back to, you know, being known for Jesus,
right?
Being known for Messiah and Torah is just something that we do, right? How beautiful is that? How powerful is that? That'll preach.
It would.
That'll preach. Amen. All right, man, we are going to have to wrap this up. I think we can go into this because I'd really like to go into maybe next week. Let's do a part two.
Sounds good.
And deal with the fruit of really the Holy Spirit. Let's get into the fruit of the Holy Spirit and the power of the, we haven't even got into the power of the Holy Spirit, you know, and the giftings and the, you know, healing and prophecies and all of this stuff that I think that within the Torah movement, if we're not careful, we're going to neglect.
Right.
Right.
I just want to say one quick thing, you know, for part two. And when you said the fruit of the Spirit, it just hit me like in Galatians 5, where it said, you know, these are the works of the flesh, but this is the fruit of the Spirit. So
big difference.
Yeah, big difference. The works of the flesh, it's like the flesh is always working and striving and just struggling and fighting. But the fruit of the Spirit comes through rest, resting in the vine. The vine produces the fruit.
Come on, man.
And the branch draws the sap out of the vine and produces the fruit.
Yep.
And it's effortless. It comes through a rest in Messiah that is by faith through the Spirit.
Oh, that's good.
And so, we can get into that.
Man, this is going to be good. I think next week, I don't know if y'all do, but I really enjoy having you with me, right?
I do too.
I mean, just our banter back and forth and some of the talking and communication. It's a lot funner, man, when you have somebody here who we're talking back.
We
can feed off each other a little bit. And so expect more of you. You're going to be here hopefully for a long time. And then what I'd like to do is I need to reach out to a couple of people, maybe pipe another person in, you know, like having these conversations. Yeah. I may reach out to Mike one day and just say, hey, Mike, why don't you come in and talk with a Daniel? What if we had Daniel and Lex Meyer and
have a round table,
man. Just bring in some men who love Jesus, man. Right. Let's just powwow this thing and just see what happens. Anyhow, so if you made it to this end, man, again, we can't encourage you enough to please let us subscribe to us. If you're on Facebook, put us on Facebook. Share this podcast. Let's bring truth back. Let's make truth the center of our life.
Amen.
And then also, man, if you tell us what you thought about our conversation today. Maybe, you know, let us know. If you like it, awesome. If you hated it, awesome. Let us know.
If you have a burning question that you just can't figure something out, let us know.
Let us know. Yeah. So again, those emails are, you can email me, Mike, M-I-K-E, at EpicLifeTerrell, EpicLifeTerrell.com. That's Mike at EpicLifeTerrell.com. Or you can email Mr. Tyler Utcove at Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, right, at the same EpicLifeTerrell.com, EpicLifeTerrell, EpicLifeTerrell, not Tyrell. A lot of people say Tyrell.
Toral.
Where are you from, Toral? All right, it's not Tyrell. It's Terrell, Terrell, Texas. And let us know what you thought about the content. And if you have an idea or you have some thoughts that you'd like us to talk about and maybe be a great conversational piece for us, and maybe we'll help someone else, then let us know. We'd love to hear from you. If you need prayer, man, you can text prayer to Tyler, especially. You can send your prayer request to Tyler. You can actually text your prayer in if you have a prayer, and text it to 972-210-7125. Send in a text and just say, maybe title it prayer or prayer request, and then let us know. And we have an amazing team that will be praying for you. You can give to support the ministry. I love that. You may have already checked out. As soon as I said give, they people just hung up. Like, they're just gone. Like, they're like, give? We're out of here. But you can give. You can do that several ways. Go to our website, epiclifeterrell.com/give, and help support the ministry. Help support content like this that we can keep getting out there and letting the world know how much Jesus loves them. And he loved us so much that he died on the cross. He took our shame. He took our sin, our lawlessness, and he died. And now we, because of him, get to live out the life we were created for, this life of real love, a love from the Father, real people, loving people, and real purpose, discovering the life we were created to live. We love you. God bless you. Keep moving forward. Keep pressing in to become more and more like Messiah. We love you. God bless you. We'll see you again soon. So well.